Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, page 93, side A. My Taima, what is the reason that we say that he giyoy, that he deserves it, and these problems are not a reason to void the deal? Love, is it then not the reason? Mishum deruba hachi isnu, because the majority, most of the slaves, do have these type of deficiencies. They're stealers, they're kabustas. And the assumption is that this evid is also for the majority. And since it's so, we consider it as if the buyer accepted upon himself to buy his slave, even if these deficiencies turn out to be by him. And so this can prove to us that we do follow by the money, money situation, monetary cases by majority, like the opinion of Rav, and this will be a question of Shmuel. The Gemara says, "Loi." Now, according to the words of Shmuel, it's not because this is the majority of the slaves are ganovim, but kulu hachi isnu, that all slaves are like this, and therefore it's as if it's not the majority, but it's all of them. And therefore, it's as if the seller says explicitly, "This slave is a thief." Because that's something he definitely knew about, the person definitely knew about. The Gemara brings a proof to the view of Shmuel. Toshma, come and listen. We learned in the Mishnah, Baba Kam in Vav Amad Aleph, Shoyer Shenogeh HaSapora, a Shoyer, which is a Tam, which is the, for the first three times of the goring, who gores a cow that was pregnant. Then Vinimtso Ubra Betzida, and then you find the baby, after he gored it, there's a baby laying next to the side of the cow. Ve'ena yedua imad sheloi nocha yolda, we don't know whether she gave birth before the ox gored, and then it comes out that the dead baby that we find next to the mother has nothing to do with the goring. She delivered a stillborn baby, a baby who's dead. And therefore, the owner of the ox is not obligated, not responsible for the damages of the baby. Or perhaps after it was gored, it gave birth, and it's because of the goring that she miscarried the baby. So in that case, the owner of the ox is obligated for the damages. So what's the din? Mishalim chatzi nezek. He pays half a damage, like the halacha of a tam. For the first three times, you pay half a damage. La pora, for the damages that were done to the cow itself, because we know that he definitely gored her. And you pay revia lavolot, you pay a quarter of damages, you pay for the damages of the baby. Because since we're not sure whether it died because of the goring, and our Mishnah goes like the view of Sumchus, who holds that monetary money that is mutl besofik chelkin, if there's money lying in doubt, we don't know who it belongs to, we split it. So therefore, the one who is demanding takes half, and he loses half. And therefore, you pay only a revia for the baby. But according to the Rabbah holds that we follow by money, we go after the majority. The question is, why do we consider it to be a doubt whether the baby died because of the goring or not? Lemo, let him say, halichacharif pores, go after the majority of cows. Vereif pores misalbres v'yolis, most cows, when they become pregnant and they give birth to a living baby. And here we say the baby is dead. It must be because of the negicha. The majority tells me that it must be negicha. V'ho, and if so, that this one is from the majority, we should say that it's not because of herself that she miscarried, but vade machmas negicha ipilo. For sure, it was because of the goring that she miscarried the baby, and let him pay a half an ezek also for the velad, if we go like Rav that says b'macharoyv. So how can we say that you only pay a quarter? So that we see that ein holchim b'macharoyv, we don't go after majority, like the view of Shmuel. And this would be a question on Rav. The one answer is Hosom over there, in the case of the ox scoring. Even if we go after the majority, it's still considered to be money which is in doubt. Because it's a doubtful to us, how did the goring happen? Because we can possibly say that when the ox came to gore, mikama osa, came from the front, and because of the fear that she's going to be gored, that's why she miscarried. And if that would happen, that was the case, he's still going to be exempt for the baby. Because a cause of damage, if you don't do it directly, is potter. That'll be a cause and it'll be potter. But on the other hand, we can say, that it came from the back, and then he gored her hand by coming from the back, and she never saw the other ox, so that she got scared and she miscarried because of the fear. In such a case, that it is because of the goring that she miscarried. So, since we don't know how it happened, so we say, Have mamin hamutl besofik. So, this obligation of half a damage is money which is in doubt. And, Chol mamin hamutl besofik chilkin. And any money which is in the doubt, we have to divide. As mentioned before, that this Mishnah goes like sumos. So now the Gemara wants to find out whether we should say that the machlokes of Rav Shmuel, whether Hilchim Mamel Harov, is also machlokes Tanoim. Leimo Ketanoim. Let us say that this is a machlokes whether Mamel Harov, whether we go with Mamel Harov, is not only a machlokes of Amaroim between Rav Shmuel, but this is actually a machlokes of Tanoim. Because we learned in the Braise, Shoyer Shoyer Royer, an ox that was pasturing, Venimtsa Shoyer Horug Mitzida, and then you find a dead ox next to the ox that was pasturing, Afal Pisha Zeh Meguna, even though that the one that Menugach Menach, killed ox, the dead ox was a gored one. So it seems it's obvious that it was a goring that caused him to die. Vizeh Muad Ligach, and this ox is a known, the ox that was pasturing was known that he gores. Let's say he took him to Beis Din for 3 times, he was already warned, and he gored. Or the other situation would be this Zeh Menushach, the killed ox was bitten, and the Zeh and the ox that is pasturing is Mu'ad Lishach, has been warned that he's a biter. Ein Oimrim. So we don't say that we should go by our estimation. We say Biyodua, that it's known, it's assumed that this was the case. Shezeh Negochoi, that it has to be that this ox that is pasturing either gored him. Vizeh Neshochoi, and the guy and this ox bit the other ox, and Shevichai, we don't say so. Because we don't obligate one money on relying on estimation, what we assume. Only on we rely on witnesses that testify about what happened. Then we learned a opposing opinion of Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha says, Gomol ha'oicher, and camel that was oicher, was busy doing his needs with another, with his counterpart, Bein Hagmalim, and there were other camels during that time in his area, in his surrounding. And they found a dead camel in his side. It's known, we know that this camel, the oicher, is the one that killed him. Because the estimation, the assumption is that this was, that this is what it was. That because the custom or the way, the nature of the camels is to beat any stranger that during the time that they're doing the thing that they kill at that time. So Savrua, so the people in the yeshiva thought to say Derubah v'chazok ke'adodininu, that both of these halachas, one that we have to go after the majority, like we said that the majority of those who become pregnant give birth to a living child, and the other one that we go after the chazokah, for example, to assume that an ox that is a mu'ad is the one that gored, you know, the Gemara thought that that's one halacha and they have equal power. And the one who holds that you take out money from its chazokah by estimation that we assume and we rely on, the chazokah will also hold that we take out money by estimation because we rely on the majority. So the majority is another form of a chazakah, or the assumption is that way because we have majority. So if so, Leima Rav the Omar Kirabi Acha. So let us say Rav that says that you would take out money on the relying on the majority, you'll be Shemech and the Rav, he holds like Rav Acha, that he says that you will take out money on the Chazakah. We're knowing that that ox, that the camel that was Eicher, we assume that he did it. Shmuel, the Oman, a Shmuel that says that we don't go B'maman Achar Rav, we don't follow majority by money, he holds Ketana Kama, like the first Tana, that always the one who's holding out the money is stronger, and we cannot take out on the assumption. That's why we won't take out by the Rav, just like over here, we won't take out, we won't assume that the Gomel is the one that, the Eicher is the one that killed. The Gemara says, Omar l'cho Rav. So Rav will tell you, Anoda Amri afilu l'tanakam. I say my words even according to the Tanakam. Because you can't prove from his words that you won't take out money on the estimation on some, you know, evaluation that we will assume, because atkal nekama tanakama hosom, only the tanakama only said over there to exempt the ox that was feeding ella lazlin was chazaka. He only said we don't go after the chazaka, after the assumption we don't go after the chazaka. And also this also is only by an ox who is a muad to gore. So in addition to that, there's also opposition to this majority by the most majority of the ox in the world don't gore. So, and we can say that he was one of them, one of those majority of the world is this ox gore. So since it is so, it is stronger than the chazaka, and therefore we say that the Negicha was done by them, by this majority, and not by the ox that was assumed to be an akha. But on the other hand, but when we have to estimate based on the majority, also the Tanakama will hold. Rav will argue like my word that you will take out the mammon by his saying. Shmuel will tell you, I will say that he doesn't argue on my words, because the only time Rav Acha said over there that he has to that the one, the gomel that was oicher, is chayef to pay for the dead gomel, the owner of the gomel that was oicher, to pay for the dead gomel. Elo das linon basar chazaka. Over there, we just go after the chazaka. And that's also in that case, and there's a special reason for that, the hugufe muzik. Because he himself is the chazaka. The nature of the camel is such to beat and do damage at that time. And since the camel that was killed is laying next to the killer, so it turns out that the assumption is based on the chazaka that is before us, and this is before us, and therefore we follow this estimation. But to go follow an estimation that we should say that because there's a majority that is not in front of us, like if we say the most of the oxen are bought for plowing, even Rav Acha will hold like me that we don't take out money by those ways. The Gemara now brings a raya to Shmuel's view from our Mishnah. Toshma, come and listen. One who sells fruit to his friend without explicitly saying whether he's selling them for him to go sow it, or for his eating, he's going to consume it for eating. Uzron, and then the purchaser goes and sows it. And they don't grow. And even if it's a type of a fruit which is the seed of flax, which is usually bought to go sow it, he is not obligated and he's not responsible. So the Gemara learns from the words of the Mishnah, my afilu, what is this saying, even flax, the sowing, the zera pishton, the seed of flax, it appears that there is something special about the seed of flax more than other fruit. Love, is it then not that the Mishnah is saying to teach us? Even if it is the seed of the flax which most people buy it to
go ahead and plant it, afilo achi, and still, nevertheless, we say, if it turns out that they weren't fit to grow, so a Mishnah explains there is no mistaken deal. So it has to be, the reason has to be that leyaz lina basaruba, that by monetary cases we don't follow the majority, and therefore the seller can say to him, I sold them to you for eating. And like this is the Pinyan Shmuel, therefore it's going to be questioned up. And the Gemara concludes that this is actually a machlokes tanoim, that argued machlokes Rav Shmuel. It was tanoihi. This is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, because the Braisa we learned that moicher peiros lachaveru zrom, one who sells fruit to his friend and he sowed it, the person sowed it v'loy tzomchu, and they didn't grow. So if these fruit were zeir oinei gina, they were seed for the garden. Which is cabbage and kaplut, which are she'ein echolim, they're not eaten at all. So then the seller is chayiv bachri yuson, has to pay back and is responsible for them. And he has to pay back the money because we know that he bought it just for sowing. But if he sells them zera pishton, flax, seed of flax, which the minority eats it, and he sowed them, and they didn't grow. Then it's ein chayiv bachri yuson. Then he's not responsible. Why? Because the seller can say, "I sold them to you for eating," and like I said before, that ein helchim b'mamon achrado. But Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says,